Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Truex on the pole at Talladega. Martin Truex Jr. won the pole via blind slash random draw for Sunday's Cup Series race at Talladega. Two of his three other Joe Gibbs Racing teammates will start right behind him. Denny Hamlin second, Kyle Busch in third. Jimmy Johnson, the seven-time champ, will start fourth, and Kevin Harvick will round out the top five. In the Xfinity Series, it was Justin Haley starting on the pole for the Xfinity race on Saturday afternoon as he got number one position via a random draw as well. Number two, IndyCar with fans. The NTT IndyCar Series at Iowa will have fans in attendance. The series announced this on Thursday, June 18th. The race weekend will be in conjunction with the ARCA Menards Series on July 17th through the 18th. However, only a limited amount of fans will be allowed to attend the race, and IndyCar and Iowa Speedway will also observe social distancing and other safety precautions. As part of the safety measures, all guests will undergo temperature checks prior to entering the track, and only essential personnel will have access to the infield. Hand sanitizer and masks will be distributed to each person upon their entrance to the track. This race weekend will feature 2 points races for the IndyCar Series, with the first one taking place on July 18th, Friday night, with the second one taking place the following night, in between the ARCA race, which will take place the afternoon of Saturday, July the 18th. Number three, Corey Denny feud supposedly ends. It was a feud that kept on giving. On Corey LaJoie's podcast, The Sunday Money Show, LaJoie revealed that Hamlin sent text to LaJoie threatening to wreck the 32 car. LaJoie also revealed that his car owner got sent text from Hamlin. Hamlin got news of that and replied to a Jeff Gluck tweet about it and tweeted, and I quote, LOL, man, guys just can't help themselves. The above statement is false, BTW, end quote. Gluck then reported that NASCAR talked with LaJoie and Hamlin at Homestead. Officials had them meet to make sure, which brings us to today. LaJoie released a statement on Twitter apologizing to Hamlin and how the situation escalated and how he wants to hold himself to a higher standard, but he did say that no lies were told. Check out the full statement on our Front Stretch Twitter account that we retweeted at Front Stretch. Stay tuned to Front Stretch for all the latest between Hamlin and LaJoie. Last but not least, I'd like to make a correction to the podcast that was posted on Thursday morning. It was Ralph Seagraves who received the landmark award, not Ralph Seagrill. I apologize for the error. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Folks, you can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan, and like I mentioned earlier, folks, you can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, Facebook at FrontStretch. You can even like, rate our show that Mike Neff, Dustin Albino do each and every week on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts today. Just give them a rating and review. Definitely appreciate it. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, stay social distancing.